Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, brought to you by Breeden RV Center. Breeden RV Center, family-owned and operated, a no-pressure, laid-back atmosphere, and always home of the free maintenance for life.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Got that award right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, for those anytime easy drinking occasion.
Guys, I've been listening to y'all since this show aired.
Just wanted to tell Ty, I appreciate how much you know about the Razorbacks. I mean, you're very knowledgeable for as young as you are.
There are people that have saved up all year and done whatever it took just to get a ticket, just to get a glimpse at the Razorbacks.
Got my keg in the freezer. We're ready to get this thing rolling and go home, baby.
When we offered the scholarship, I'll never forget it, just the look in his grandparents' eyes. The day that we offered, I mean, it was the greatest thing ever. It was great for me to see what a scholarship offer means to a player here who grew up loving the Razorbacks. I've never seen anything like it. Just the emotion, and it's something I'll always carry with me.
At the top of the open, you heard Eric Musselman talking about Devontae Debo Davis. I want to say it was at a scholarship luncheon or a Razorback club or something of that sort, but you could feel the emotion that was coming out of Eric Musselman's mouth when he spoke to the true freshman out of Jacksonville that's just been playing his heart out this season. At some point in the program, I want to talk about which freshman has stood out the most to you. Now, the obvious answer is going to be Moses Moody, but compared to the expectations you had for these guys coming in, Jalen Williams, Devo Davis, Moses, I know we haven't gotten to see KK in a full season. Who has outdone expectations for you in 2020 and 2021? Hey, it's a good time to be a Razorback fan right now. Baseball starts today. Your basketball team has won 7 straight conference games, and the football team looks like it's going to be on the right track with Sam Pittman. Want to discuss that a little bit. We have a lot of guests this morning. Clay Henry, the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, is going to join us at 7 o'clock. At 7:20, we're going to have on Scott Tabor, former Razorback pitcher, who's on that 1979 College World Series team. And then we're also going to have on Lane Whitman talking a little horse racing a little before 8:30 this morning. And another conversation I'd like to discuss with you all, our Morning Rush listeners, our Morning Rush constituents, is talking about this upcoming recruiting class and what the expectations look like. We did a little bit with RD yesterday. I want to talk about that a little more extensively this morning.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the conversation with Jake Beckett, his Arkansas fund.
I missed him, yep.
Yeah, he's going to be with us at 8. So, like you said, we're loaded. So, hey, this first hour, if you're up early with us, getting out and about, this great hour to call and interact this hour, early 7 o'clock hour. We'll be loaded the last half of the show with some great conversations, great content coming up. A big weekend ahead. It's supposed to all start tonight with baseball, and I'm looking forward to having Scott back on. You know, last year we didn't get to do that, but a couple of times, and then baseball season was gone, and to not return for that year. So an exciting weekend coming up with the start of a new season and baseball underway tomorrow. It's supposed to be tonight, but tomorrow night down in Texas.
I know a lot of Morning Rush listeners really enjoy this Arkansas baseball team, not just because they're good, but a lot of you may have grown up playing baseball, watching the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Braves, whatever your team was. I'm a Royals fan. That's kind of what I stick to. But this Arkansas baseball team, I know a lot of people are excited about it. Top 10 preseason ranked on some polls. You look at just kind of the hitting that you're going to have this upcoming season, just some question marks you have. Scott will be able to answer those. And if you have a take, yeah, at any point this morning, you're welcome to hop in here.
Yeah, Clay's written some great stuff in the Hogs Illustrated Baseball Preview, and we'll talk with Clay about it. But I saw the email yesterday. There's 55 players around the country that are on the preseason watch list or the initial nominations for the Golden Spikes Award. And we all are familiar with that because Ben Attendee was honored with that award. Arkansas's got 2 of those 55 players on its roster. So
I'm going to guess one's Christian Franklin, the other one's Robert Moore.
So you got the email too, then.
Okay. So I legitimately yeah, didn't see it.
That's exactly the two that, you know, because if you said, hey, who are the best couple of baseball players on this team this year, those would be two names that should come to mind.
Opitz. Yep. And who's the other preseason All-SEC selection? Those three, Christian Franklin, Casey Opitz, Robert Moore.
Robert Moore is the one that's going to get a lot of attention.
It might have been Matt Goodhart. Yeah. who was the other one out of Magnolia, if I remember that correctly. I'm trying to, I know
should
that
be a fun weekend. I mean, obviously you've pushed things back. Texas Tech, TCU, all down there in Arlington. The weather, have you seen the forecast? No, you don't see the forecast. You never pay attention to the weather.
Nope.
I was noticing yesterday in the extended range forecast. Now, it doesn't go all the way out till next weekend and through the weekend. Bro, we're going to have some 70-degree highs next week. We're going to go from minus 20 to pushing 70.
That's pickleball
River Valley
weather.
In the 70s. All right, so, I mean, what I say that because I know you are interested and want to go to that Southeast Missouri State, that SEMO series that begins on Thursday the 25th.
See, that's got a high of, of course, there's 30% chance of snow on Friday.
Next week?
Yeah.
Why? Because I just saw the forecast with Garrett Lewis last night, and it was like, you know, pushing 70s the end of next week. And that River Valley can be the
you're looking at.
Yeah.
Next Friday is the high of 46.
Yeah.
And partly sunny. Well,
what's the day before that? Because
50% chance of rain, but high of 46.
Okay, because one of the days next week, we're like pushing 70s.
What, Monday, Garrett, Tuesday, Wednesday looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Mid-60s.
Unbelievable we can go from where we're at to that. So anyway, hopefully the weather will be good for the home opener next week.
I'd rather.
I didn't look that far out because the forecast I saw wasn't through next weekend.
So. I'd rather the first baseball game that I go to this season and not snow a little bit. I'd rather avoid that if I can, but I'll be out there in the hog pen for all you Arkansas baseball fans that'll be making either a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday or Sunday game this next week at SEMO. But hopefully we'll be able to see you out there because the plan is you play the LSU Tigers on Saturday, next Saturday at 1. So my plan was go to the baseball game on Friday, go to the basketball game on Saturday, and then I got a buddy's engagement party that I got to be back for on Saturday night.
Yeah, I pulled up the extended Fayetteville forecast. There is rain in the forecast the end of next week, so but around 50 degrees each day. That stinks.
Just when you thought you were through
Arkansas
it.
Weather, going to be in the 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Nope, can't have nice things here. We got to have rain and 40s for baseball.
Speaking of weather, my nephew's school was canceled the rest of the week, and the basketball game that I was hoping to watch and be able to play this week doesn't look like it's going to happen. Mm. I'm bummed about that.
Well, you could have went and refed it.
I know.
You're an experienced
an official
girls club, girls inc referee.
I have my whistle in the car, and I got the shirt you gave me at home and the short shorts I bought from Walmart.
You and short shorts don't need to go together.
I got better legs than you do.
And? And?
You're comparing your legs to him?
Yeah, they're toned.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're toned.
They're built.
They're toned.
They're built.
Yeah.
That's the one part of my body that looks like I skip working out.
Is that why you wear pants all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I wear pants all the time?
You don't show off your legs any when you come to work. Mm-hmm. If you're proud of your legs, well, show them off.
I typically wear pants when it's under 45 or 50 degrees. That's kind of the rule of thumb. Anything above that, I'm wearing shorts.
I want to tell you about the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers. They come in spicy pineapple, cucumber lime, and peach pear. They're light and refreshing and are made with zero sugar. The new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers.
Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number 3, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs!
I want to start with your athletics director that you have up on the hill in Mr. Hunter Yurecek. Now, we had him on the show about a week or so ago, and one of the things that I think makes Hunter Yurecek so endearing to the fan base is he is able to relate, communicate with the common fan, and by common, I'm just talking about the one that maybe makes money than the big-time booster. That is a big part of being an athletic director is the ability to see eye-to-eye with someone who's donating millions of dollars to the university and the fan that is a diehard Arkansas fan but only has enough money to go to the game. And there's not a better Arkansas fan. You're not determined how great your fandom is by how much money you make or how much money you donate to the university. As the athletics director, you have to be able to have a distinct relationship with both parties and not make the other one mad. What I think Hunter's done since arriving is appease, but I don't know if appease is the right word, but he's been able to communicate very thoroughly and get his point across to multiple people. And that's why I think a lot of people enjoy him.
Well, he's been here three years. A third of his time has been dealing with COVID and all the fallout and the restriction of tickets and the revenue problems and all of those things. He made a decision. I mean, right now you'd have to say he's known for a couple of things: hiring Sam Pittman, firing Mike Anderson, and hiring Eric Musselman. Whatever order you want to put that in your own personal perspective, it's fine. But those are the three big ones right now.
Yeah.
Wait till things are rolling along and the stadium's full again, and he raises ticket prices, and then you'll see some people upset because that's the nature of that job. Right now, he hadn't made a very unpopular decision with a lot of people. So, but your point is he's able to get on any level, whether you're common fan out here, like most of us, they get to go to a few games a year, probably don't even have season tickets. You're hoping to buy some off Facebook or a buddy offers you some tickets and you get to go to a football game or two, a few basketball games, and you try to sneak in the ballpark, a few times a year. That's the common Arkansas fan. But your point is, when your job is to raise money to keep a program going, you got to be able to adjust and get on those levels. And I think he is widely popular because his predecessor, Jeff Long, could not relate and had no interest in relating and getting on the level with $40,000 a year average Razorback fan. He only wanted to talk to $4 million a year elite booster.
And that's where I was going to go next. A lot of times you're helped by your predecessor. You're either helped or hurt by your predecessor. Mm-hmm. And in this case, with Hunter being able to relate with a lot of different fans, I think he's helped by that. And you and I have friends that, I have friends that own box seats, right? Mm-hmm. And I talk with them, and they really like Hunter. I have friends that don't have a penny to their name, and they like him too. That's just what you have right now as an athletics director. To your point, stuff changes. He raises ticket prices. He makes an unpopular decision, and we know how things can flip. Right now, at this point, you're happy with your athletics director. Let's go to the phone lines, 877-377-6963. The number, call or text in this morning. Brent out in Stuttgart wants to ask a baseball question. Also has 13 inches of snow down in the duck capital of the world.
Yeah, finally got some cold weather. Now duck season's over. So.
I don't believe you'd want to be out hunting ducks in this weather. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, probably brought them in, though.
It would have brought them in. Tommy and Ty, I had a question, and I want to make a comment on our basketball team, if I can.
Okay.
Where can I find the baseball? Are the baseball games going to be televised on the internet, or mm-hmm. where are they going to be televised this weekend?
There is no regular TV for this weekend's games. Now, I have seen floating around a link that you can purchase, is my understanding, to watch the games for this weekend. I got better news, though. You can listen right here on the radio and at hitthatline.com, and Phil will bring you the game for free. So there is a link out there. I'm not as familiar with it. I've had two or three people tell me that you can buy the games this weekend to watch on the internet. I'm guessing that's going to be like the in-stadium feed or something.
Hey, I would rather listen to Phil on the radio.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are
just
in
go
your
to
camp.
hitthatline.com and we'll have it there for you.
I didn't know if you would or not, because basketball will be going on.
Well, Saturday, you're correct. Saturday there's a conflict. Now, so I'm specifically speaking for baseball for Sunday and Monday, but I'm glad you asked that question because we probably haven't articulated that enough. Basketball will be the priority this weekend, and we hate that because such a big weekend for baseball, but there's honestly no way to do both. We would if we could. So we'll have basketball Saturday, baseball Sunday and Monday.
Now on to my basketball question. This basketball team has I don't even know how you could describe it.
You got about 30 seconds, Brett. Just want to give you a heads up.
Okay, this basketball team, they have grit, they have heart, and you can just call them men at work. And that's all I have to say about that basketball team. Just
great right now. Talk to you later.
Hey, appreciate it, Brent.
Have
appreciate
a good
you listening.
Warm up down there.
Yeah. Brent, guys, remember, Brent's in an area where we don't have a radio signal, but he's either listening on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch. So if you're ever outside of our listening area, ESPN Arkansas, ESPN 99.5, and 97.1 in South Arkansas and Camden, you can always listen onto those platforms just like Brent is doing with both Halftime and the Morning Rush. And then Ruskin and Zach is always on hitthatline.com and the TuneIn app. Just wanted to remind everyone about that this
morning. We're everywhere.
Yeah, we are everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere from 6 to 9, from 11 to 1, and from 3 to 7 here on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com.
Try the new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. The taste of sweet lemonade meets the refreshment of a hard seltzer. Original black cherry, strawberry, and peach lemonade. The new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade.
They just threw him out of the game. They just threw him out of the game. He's gotten his second technical, and he's been thrown out of the ball game.
I want to travel out to Okinawa, Japan, and welcome in our buddy Chris, who's got a question about the Dallas Cowboys. Chris, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm pretty good, guys. How are y'all?
It's good, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I just had a comment about the Colts trade, where the Colts acquired Carson Wentz. You know, being a Cowboys fan, I just kind of don't see what the Colts were looking at when they got Carson Wentz. I mean, you know, he is a good quarterback, but you know, what do you guys see in Carson Wentz?
They
at
didn't.
Indianapolis?
They didn't give up a lot, as I remember. I didn't write down a lot. They didn't give up a lot to get him. Now there's some conditions that he plays so much and his stats reach certain levels that the draft picks they got in exchange,
it's got to be
elevated.
Play 75%, 70% if he makes
so,
the playoffs.
Because obviously he's had a lot of injuries. So I don't think they gave up a lot to get him at this point.
Chris, the backstory on this, Frank Reich was in Philadelphia when Carson Wentz had his best season, and Philadelphia had either the worst or one of the worst offensive lines in the National Football League this past year. And Carson's had some injury concerns over the years, but Indy had one of the best offensive lines, and they narrowly fell short to the Buffalo Bills in that 27-24 playoff game. They think that the Reich and Carson Wentz combination could potentially bode well for them, and they were really just missing a quarterback this last year, Philip Rivers being on his last leg. Carson Wentz has still got a lot in him as a guy that was drafted in 2016. That's kind of where the Indianapolis Colts, their heads are at, their management is at, Jim Irsay and his crew are at right now.
Are they still overcoming Andrew Luck? Not, you know, they wanted Andrew Luck to be the next Peyton Manning, as do a lot of people want their quarterback draft, but I think they're as a franchise, Chris, that's where the Colts are at. So I don't know. I think this is an interesting deal. We'll see if Wentz can meet some of those thresholds and stay healthy for this next year.
Chris? Still there, Chris?
Yeah, I hope he does well. I hope he does well. Yeah. I think he might do well with that offensive line they've got. I just, for the Cowboys' sake, I hope he doesn't do too well.
Yeah.
Well, I hear you. Nobody that's a Cowboys fan wishes the Eagles well, that's for sure.
Well, Chris, we appreciate your call this morning. We appreciate your service out there in Okinawa, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Absolutely. So, again, mentioned it last segment with Bryn Stuttgart. That's even a more prevalent example. We have someone listening.
Oh no, we have an affiliate. We have an affiliate in Okinawa,
affiliate in Japan.
Yeah, we're on one of the stations there in Okinawa.
All the way out there. So to Chris's point, we'll start there with the Wentz trade. He's traded for the Colts for a couple draft picks. It was a second and a third, and like Tommy mentioned, if Wentz plays, I think it's 75%. Yeah. It turns into a first. It's kind of weird how this works in the NFL. It's
conditional.
I mean, there's no points in diving into that, but as I mentioned,
point is, if he plays well and plays a lot and he's not injured, the Eagles get more for it.
Yeah. You know? So that's kind of the biggest NFL news to date. Also, Sal, this Chris will enjoy this as a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I brought this up with Matt as he came in this morning. Dak Prescott has been really good to the Dallas-Fort Worth community. There's a bunch of homeless people he donated, I think $1,000 worth of meals to homeless people that are going through, well, there's electric outages, just various things going on in the Dallas area right now. Anytime that you have a prominent football, basketball, or baseball player giving back to the community, it's pretty cool. And this isn't the first time that Dak has done something like this. He also donated $1 million to the Dallas Police Force to help with racial training, I think is what it was boiled down to. But for all you Dallas Cowboys fans out there, I'm of the belief that Dak is not worth the money that he's seeking, but when it comes to him giving back to the community, he's definitely worth every bit of that part.
And we probably all need to be thinking more about those without homes and shelters right now. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, and I know there's places you can go, and hopefully everyone's taking advantage. I can't imagine right now trying to survive out in the conditions overnight. Nope. There is no way possible.
Nope.
You know, no way possible. So glad Dak and a lot of other people that don't have the same notoriety or fame as him have done things to help those in need right now.
And speaking of donating, we're going to have on Jake Beckett, former Razorback, at 8 o'clock this morning. He started the Arkansas Fund, which is very similar to the Barstool Fund, except on a much smaller scale. Jake's already raised over $100,000 mm-hmm. for Arkansas small businesses, and really excited to catch up and just kind of see what went into this process of starting this relief fund for the different people of Arkansas.
Yeah, and I know he's trying to get to $1 million of fundraising here to help Arkansas businesses. So we'll talk with Jake about that coming up. You can go to the website, was it thearkansasfund.com? Mm-hmm. And you could donate or you can nominate a business that you know is in need. I've got a couple of close friends that their businesses has really suffered from the pandemic. And now this past week, this weather has really put the clamps down on people too. So it's been a tough time for a lot of people.
The Arkansas women's basketball team was set to play Ole Miss last night. That game has been moved to tonight at 6 o'clock. If you bought a ticket for the game, you're going to get in, and it's just going to it's mobile now, it's just going to re-update on your phone.
So Phil thought he was going to get to go to Dallas early and get, make it a nice, leisurely, easy trip down there. Nope. He's he doesn't get to leave the day early now.
Well, we've been joking about that all week because he's I don't think there's anybody in the world that's more excited for Razorback baseball than him.
Right.
To get back. So he's
after
been
missing
up.
Last year. So
yeah.
So then they moved the games back. Then they canceled the women's game. He thought he had a window.
Now he does.
Now he's going to stay, do the women's game, and then hoof it down to
Dallas for that.
Dallas.
But it works out better for him because hopefully by that point the snow will start to melt away, at least on the freeways and the highways. That'll get him to Dallas. So gonna be pumped. I'm pumped up for him.
Yeah, just allow 8 hours there, Phil. You'll be fine.
I mean, we've sold the.
And don't get any more of them chicken fingers at Whataburger. Come on, man.
Got to do better than that. Did you and Matty T grill him about that?
He's his own man. I can understand where he's coming from.
See,
I'm not going to go to Whataburger for chicken strips, but I get it.
Yeah,
or chicken fingers, whatever they are.
Maybe as an appetizer while they're making my double double.
Sure,
and I'm making the burger. Yeah. That's. I think that's a good way to put it. So the softball team, Arkansas softball team, had their games canceled in Arlington. It's now been moved. The Cowboy Classic has been moved to Charles.
They just moved the whole thing.
The whole thing to Lake Charles, Louisiana. It's going to be tomorrow. And Sunday, it was set to play in Arlington, Texas. They're going to play Louisiana Tech and McNeese State again. Now in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, good.
Instead of Arlington.
That, where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm sure that with the softball tournament, if you can just get the teams to get there, it's not like it takes a lot of preparation to get that thing set up if your ballpark's ready. And obviously, the further south you go, the less weather you're probably dealing with in that part of Louisiana. Although the weather and the snow and everything here has been worse the further south you went in our state. So my mom's trying to get back from Florida today. So hopefully the roads and everything that direction, they went through Louisiana to get there last time, are good. So hopefully good for the softball team too as they make that trip. They don't get to fly charter with a softball team. They have to bus it.
Now, you hadn't read this article yet. Jason Kersey of The Athletic, who now covers, he used to cover Arkansas for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, an SEC country. He now covers Oklahoma for The Athletic, wrote a piece on the Arkansas-Arkansas State game. And The Athletic attained comment from former Arkansas law student, former president of the United States. Which one was he?
No, he was a teacher. He was a professor in the law school, didn't he? Because he went to school over in England. He was a Rhodes Scholar or whatever over there. Then he
didn't go to law school at Arkansas.
Then I think he taught law school at Arkansas. Okay. Then became attorney general. Then became governor. And then something called President of the United States.
Yeah. So Bill,
I think I've got that right.
I probably shouldn't call him Bill. Former President Clinton said he'd been waiting a long time for Arkansas State to play and thank those who made it happen. Again, that comes from The Athletic. And this is one of the biggest Arkansas fans nationally.
Well, I don't know if he's
ever.
The biggest fan. He just is the most notable fan. Yeah.
That's probably the better way to put
it. So, I mean, this is exactly what a politician would say. You know, how happy you are and thank all those involved, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. You know.
He went to Yale, by the way.
Right. So, but he also went over to, anyway, it doesn't matter. This isn't about Bill Clinton. And he was a Rhodes Scholar or one of those highfalutin something over there, too. But anyway, moving on. You know, this is exactly, you know, the kind of thing you'd expect to be said. And listen, people want to hear what he has to say about things because he's probably as an accomplished Arkansan as there's been. Him and Sam Walton wasn't from here. I was trying to think of Sam Walton was from Missouri. But you think about people born in our state, who's done more with their time and accomplished more than Bill Clinton becoming president. So everybody wants to hear what he has to say about it. Even on a subject like Arkansas playing Arkansas State.
Did you see the Brett Bielema lawsuit got pushed back again?
Yes, I did see this.
You want to explain that to me since I'm not a lawyer?
I don't know that I can. You would think at some point these two parties would just get together, mediate this thing out, come to a settlement, and move on. Because you know who's winning in all of this? Let me explain this part to you, because this would be real easy for all of us to understand. You know who's winning right now? The lawyers. Because the bills keep mounting and mounting and racking up. And hey, he's got a new war chest to fight with a job at Illinois, paying him similar money. Now, how all of this factors in and all of that, I don't know how that changes the math with him getting the new job, or if it even does. But I'm just telling you, the lawyers are the ones that they're coming out on this deal because they just keep racking up the hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'd say.
Making some money on that.
Yeah, I mean, $250, $300 an hour is you know, it adds up fast. So it adds up fast.
Happens, it happens. So money on that. All right, that's going to do it for our quickie headlines here on The Morning Rush. Hey, I want to remind everyone, make sure you're subscribing to the Hit That Line podcast network. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. I counted up our platforms yesterday. We have over 15 platforms that our podcasts are on. All you got to do is, again, search Hit That Line. It's brought to you by the Breeden RV Center, family-owned and operated, a no-pressure, laid-back atmosphere, and always home of the free maintenance for life. Jalen Williams, Debo Davis, and Moses Mooney. Now, I wish I could include K.K. Robinson in this conversation, but because of his foot injury, he's out for the year. You could even make this, if you want to central down to more of a Jalen and Debo conversation, I'm okay with that. But I'd like to ask you this morning at 877-377-6963, what freshman basketball player have you been most impressed by?
Well, are we basing it on expectation or based on what they've done? I know it's a different conversation for me, because the best player, if you want to ask me who the best of this group is, it's Moses Moody, right? No question about that. But the one that's probably exceeded your expectations and impressed me the most would be Devontae Davis at this point, particularly the way he's played the last 3, 4, 5 weeks. Goes in, gets those rebounds, been a tough player, plays hard, high motor. You hear Jimmy Dykes on these games just fawn over the guy, his favorite player on the Razorback team. But Moses Moody's the best amongst that freshman group, right? I mean, I think that's an easy one to answer. What do you think?
Who's the best player? Well, if you say anyone else outside of Moses Moody, you haven't watched a basketball entire life.
I mean, you're wrong if you say that. But, I mean, I guess I'm asking, how are you phrasing the question? Is it based on your expectation?
You can take it wherever you want it.
Well, I mean, Moses Moody's the best player, and Devo Davis has been the best surprise.
Okay. I think that what Jalen Williams, because we don't want to lose him in this conversation.
No, and shouldn't.
What he's been able to do as a post player and as a big man, gutting out a deep knee bruise, and for those who have been through anything with their knees, you know how painful that can be. I think that he is given a toughness about this basketball team down low that Connor simply can't give. Now, Connor is a more polished shooter, might be a more polished all-around player. I think Jalen's ceiling is higher than Connor, but what he's done is push Connor Vanover so Connor just can't walk into the starting lineup and never leave. He's had to continue to give him all he can handle when it comes to minutes mm-hmm. in the post.
Well, and Jalen's another, you know, I found him interesting. Me and you were texting back and forth during the game the other night. You could see that knee still bothering him as he was getting up and down the floor. But I think you're right. The competition that's created in practice, the competition for minutes in games, based on the matchup, who's been able to be the better fit for that particular game of that night, you can see he's not a one and done. These, you know, outside of Moses, you don't really have any other prospects for really a one and done as freshman. But you can see, hey, here's the guy, here's the future as your 4 and 5 and your inside presence with Razorbacks with Jalen. There's no question about it.
And I think, in
short order, even though he doesn't have 7'3" height, he's going to surpass and gain those minutes by next season.
And I want to remind everyone that Jalen and Devo played on the same AAU Woods Elite basketball team. Now, they didn't play on the same high school team. Jalen going to Fort Smith Northside, Devo going to Jacksonville High School, but they do have that connection and chemistry, and they play with the joy about them. You heard at the top of our open, Eric Musselman discussing how excited and happy not just Devo was about earning a scholarship to the University of Arkansas, but his family, including his two grandparents, how delighted they were to see that. And that's what you have. And Muss has touched on it before. You got some kids in their state that have spent their whole life dreaming of becoming Razorbacks, and now you got two individuals. And I know Devo initially committed to Oklahoma State, but at the end of the day, he chose you. He chose to become an Arkansas Razorback, and that is shown his love for the state of Arkansas and this Razorback basketball program. You can see it on display every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Every single game, he plays with a fierce vigor about him that I think is contagious with the rest of this basketball team.
And I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. I think, you know, love of the state and all that's great, but I think it's a reflection of the coaching he's received. I think this was something that was attractive about him as a recruit, but I think it's just went to another level because a lot of what those things you just said about the energy and the effort and the high motor and playing hard, that's the way he's coached, right? Because we see that in just the way Eric Musselman goes about coaching this team and being a leader, is the high energy and the effort that's put in there. So I think it's a reflection of his coaching as much as it is any of those other things you said.
It's always the chicken or the egg argument, right? Because these players can't just not have talent and get better. Like, it's one of those things where these guys come in, fields make farmers or farmers make fields. They're ranked for a reason. And Muss has shown the ability of player development at his previous stop at Nevada, his other stops in the G League, the NBA, and stuff like that. And then also here at Arkansas, you've seen it with most prime example would probably be Mr. Mason Jones. All right, let's welcome in Mr. Gary in Fort Smith this morning. Gary, it's been a while since we've run into each other at the gym, man. I miss you. What's going on?
Hey, glad to just be on the show. And Tommy's right, man. I think Moses Moody is the most talented player, but I think Devo is by far played above and beyond what we thought he would play this year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Ty brings up Jalen. I think that's a great one.
We don't want to look past
what he's done. Yeah. And also at times where Connor Vanover could not fit in that lineup. But no, you're exactly right, Gary. I mean, I think Devo's one of these guys that he knows, hey, I don't, you know, I'm not 6'8", not 6'9". I've got to be able to put my energy and my effort on display because that's what's going to get me to the next level. Because I'm not going to be able to do it on just physical skills.
Hey, Tommy, I know that you just had a good past. And sometimes when you're on the show, you need to tell the prank that we pulled on Chuck Barrett before he ever become the voice of the Razorbacks.
That was... We will have to tell that story sometime. Gary used to work at Randall Ford I don't have enough time to go into it, but no, you're exactly right. That was a great story and a great prank on Chuck as he was doing a live show that day at Randall.
Hey, we love you guys and y'all have a great show and be safe out there, guys.
All right, thanks, Tank.
Thanks, appreciate it, Gary. And this. Not the guy that I usually go work out with.
Gary in Fort Smith.
Another Gary in Fort Smith. I just associated that name with that.
He'd have just said Tank. We'd have known. I mean, that's his name. That's what everybody calls him.
That's where he goes by.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, this weekend, get out and find a great place to watch some of these games, whether it's the Arkansas game at 7:30 Saturday night or any other great sports over the weekend. It'll be a lot of SEC basketball. You can do it at Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was there last Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Or you can tailgate from home. They got the big bundle you can get right now starting at $39.99. It feeds a crew of, four or five for most people, probably one tie and one SmackDown. 40 wings. You get 20 traditional, 20 boneless wings and fries for $40. Now, that's a pretty good deal right there. $40 gets you 40 wings and the fries. I bet that'd fill you up all the blue cheese and ranch and all that stuff. So, hey, come out, celebrate the Hogs, watch the big games at Buffalo Wild Wings. Also, don't forget you can order online or dine in with Buffalo Wild Wings. Fort Smith, Conway, Sherwood, Little Rock, and in Jonesboro, it's Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're going to be, welcomed in by Clay Henry, the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, coming up. We have a lot to discuss with him. Scott Tabor, former Razorback pitcher on the 1979 College World Series team, is going to join us about 7:20. And we're going to have on Jake Beckett, former Razorback, talk about the Arkansas fun coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. It's kind of where you're sitting right now as an Arkansas Razorbacks fan. It's feeling good. There's a lot of good things going on for your football program, your baseball program, and your basketball program. You can't forget what Mike Nabors and his group has done so far this season. They've definitely added another surprise element that many of you have flocked to. And you just wish that UConn game, you could have been as full as you could, because they would have stuffed 10,000 plus.
You had enough.
Yeah. I didn't ask Gino. Ask Gino Auriemma how tough it is to play inside a Bud Walton Arena against a Mike Nabors coach group.
And because of the game time, and I know they moved it back an hour there late, but weekday, Davis.
Four?
Well, it was four, and then they played at 5.
Okay.
But I don't know, if there had been no restrictions, how many would you have gotten in there? I don't know if you'd have got 10,000 there, but maybe.
You would have had a lot more than you had.
Sure.
Maybe you would have doubled up, but you mentioned the time. It's tough. Well, time
made for TV. That's when ESPN told you were playing. So
that's how it is these days.
But being on TV is more important than anything for the exposure and the promotion of the program.
Especially when you beat the greatest women's basketball program right now in UConn Huskies, and Mike Nabors' group was able to do that. Plus the defending national championship in Baylor Bears. I know they didn't win last year, but they won one last year 2 years ago. So beat Kim Mulkey's squad earlier this year.
Last one to win it, though,
quite
right?
Impressive, yeah.
It wasn't one last year.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
A bright red Razorback caravan is headed to Nebraska, and this time we're coming for the whole damn thing.
Talked about just kind of what it is right now to be an Arkansas Razorback fan. Baseball starts this weekend, got some great games ahead. Your football team looks to be on the right track. Your athletics director can relate to the common fan, to the fan that's making millions of dollars. That's what you have right now in this Arkansas basketball team. Speaks for itself, 7 straight conference wins. Maybe you'll get number 8 tomorrow. We also discussed a little bit about Jalen Williams and Devontae Davis, and I think those two guys, Moses is far and away, clear and ahead, the most polished player at this point, but you've gotten more out of Devo and Jalen than I think some people were expecting, and that's been really, really fun to watch. And we also had a fantastic conversation with Jake Beckett that's already up on our hitthatline.com platforms that you can listen. We got over 15 platforms you can listen to us: iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts this morning. So it's going to be a dandy for those who didn't get a chance to listen to all of those conversations.
Yeah. I mean, anytime Clay's on the podcast, I mean, the numbers just
dwindle.
They just go through the roof.
They go through the
roof. Okay. They melt the snow.
And speaking of podcasts Clay is on, Clay is kindly accepted in hour number two, my invitation to Trust in the Process next week. So we've already got some media members, Clay, who are excited about you joining the program, and I'm just I got to make sure that this is the best prep that I've ever been for an interview for my entire life, because this is going to be a professor-student relationship where I'm getting critiqued mid-interview regardless of how much time and prep I've actually spent on it.
Yeah, but I have to remind you, we haven't worked out the details. I don't ever.
Of course,
this is kind of like somebody saying I'm going to write a 4-part series on something. You don't say what it is until you're done, because you never know how things are going to turn out. So I wouldn't promote this until we've actually done it, Ty, because something may happen. I may get up and, you know, change my mind. It might be a warm day and there's a chance to go fishing, and you'll go to the end of the road. I mean, it'll just have to wait till another month. So I would wait until you've done it to promote it.
What happened to?
Because you hadn't even given me a day, a time. Why would you promote something that you haven't even organized yet?
It's
Tommy. What are you going to do with him?
I was taught by my grandfather, the late Daddy Joe, when you give a man your word, you keep it, Clay, and you gave me your word.
But you got to give me a time and a day.
Clay, that's semantics at this point. When do you want to do it?
I'm not sure. He'll have to check the
weather forecast to get back to you.
There are a lot of things that take precedent.
Precedent, that's a big word.
Over that.
Okay.
And the priority of what, you know, I've got to check with Jeannie, and she's the boss. And it's like, it may or may not happen. And I would not promote it until you know it's in the bank, right?
Like, Clay clearly doesn't understand what kind of boost this is going to be for his career. You know, being on Ty's podcast, I don't think you really understand the gravity of the situation here, Clay.
All right.
So it can do to submit your legacy.
Do you think that there'll be 2, 3, 4 people that listen to this? I mean,
It's been averaging about
a dozen.
All right.
No, but there'd be at least 30.
Listen, if you don't want to come on, Clay, like I'd love to have you on, but if you're going to be as difficult about it as we have been in the last 2 or 3 minutes, then it's just not worth it.
Is surly the right word? You know, it might happen. You know, we'll see if we can work it out. But I wouldn't tell people something. You're going to have something until you've got it.
Okay.
You know, I'm just trying to teach you.
You know, the different people that I've had on, including some elder statesmen in Arkansas media, like a Mike Irwin and Richard Davenport, they weren't as difficult to nail down. It was just, I'd be happy to do that. So I don't know what that says about you, Clay. But
well, I told you about 3 months ago that I would do it and then never heard from you again.
That's not at all what happened. The exact words were, I'm not going to do it unless I get paid. And those were the exact words that if we pulled the tape, the exact response.
And you know what?
Response.
I haven't been paid, so I guess I'm not doing it.
I guess you're not going to do it. All right. I'm going to have to take the... I've already put
Tommy,
it up.
Would you coach him a little better on how to do this?
I think he was going to buy you one of them fried bologna sandwiches.
I know, that
would have
worked. That would have worked, but it's all it would have took.
It may take 2 bologna sandwiches now, Ty.
Yeah, and some strawberry cake, yeah.
Substitute.
I had strawberry cake in a minute. That sounds delightful right now. Speaking of something.
Hey, it's going to be fun, Ty. It's going to be fun.
All right.
Yep.
He's had his fun this morning. So there was this, we had a caller in St. Louis a little earlier this week, and we also heard Jake Beckett and Clay talk about his father's piece, a guy by the name of Steve Atwater that you're recruiting out of the St. Louis area in his father's book. There's this guy named Tom Cabins who braved the snowstorm in St. Louis to get his wife some corn dogs.
Fly clear snow nearly as quickly as it falls in the Columbia Shopping Center. One of the people making a quick dash inside, truck driver Tom Cabins.
My wife wanted some corn dogs for dinner, so left the car out of snow to grab some corn dogs for her. The snow like this is nothing new to me, really.
Just had space heaters by the front door.
As we close down the Morning Rush here, I'd like to ask our Morning Rush listeners at 877-377-6963. First off, what's the weirdest thing your wife, or as you as the ladies of the Morning Rush, have craved while you're pregnant or she's pregnant? And what have you had to go get? Like, for Laura, for Mrs. Jean Ann, obviously I'm not married, so I don't have an example I can use. What's the weirdest thing that they ever craved and that you would have had to brave a snowpocalypse to go get it in order to not face down the wrath?
I'm trying to remember the cravings, because she did have a few with Dylan. Not as many on the second trip with Abigail, but I can just tell you this. There could be 9 feet of snow in my driveway. If we run out of those little K-cups and we can't make any coffee, somebody's going to the store and it's not going to be her. So a lot of things can be out of stock in the house.
Yeah.
But pregnant, no pregnant, craving, no craving. If we run out of coffee, we have a situation. A bad one. So I can just tell you this. I may need snowshoes to get to the neighborhood market, but we're going to have coffee.
Now, it's funny.
Not for me, but for her.
You and I get up earlier. Jenkins, you don't drink coffee. You drink, you're like a Coke man, right? You do.
Well, I was a Coke, but I have switched over to the Yeti of water.
Okay. So you've kind of
like switched. Trying to do my part to.
Neither you or I drink.
Your part to what?
Well, I'm trying to take up the healthy part that he doesn't do.
Okay, gotcha.
Neither you or I, as early as we get up, like my friends are amazed that I wake up at 4:15 and don't have any caffeine of any nature.
Nope.
And you don't either.
Nope.
Which
probably
is,
should, but don't.
It's wild to me. You brought up the K-cups and the coffee. Clay, what is something that Jean Ann has requested when you had your two daughters at an early stage, when obviously before they were born? What is something that she craved that you would have had to brave a snowstorm for?
I think Skittles. I think it was something like that.
Okay.
I think she would have a craving for some kind of sugar. I do remember this. She's not listening. I can guarantee you that. So I wouldn't say it if she was. But she taught elementary PE when she was pregnant with Sarah.
Okay.
And she would need my windbreakers, you know, because they were, you know, she was getting larger. And I would find Snickers wrappers and Skittles wrappers and all kinds of wrappers in my pockets. And I just kind of chuckled. But, you know, it was, I'll tell you what she craves now is Halo Top vanilla bean ice cream.
Halo Top. I've seen the.
They come in very small cartons.
Yeah.
So I usually have to buy four at a time.
Oh, wow.
And she puts dark chocolate M&Ms crushed on top of it. That's her nightly little. And it's in a little bitty cup. She doesn't, you know, she's in perfect health and works out every day. So
okay.
You know, she's a retired health teacher, so that's, you can figure that out.
All right, here's a couple responses we've got in, guys. Rod's wife said anchovies with maple syrup. B in Clarksville said his wife craved mustard and pickles. Now, there's a store by the name of that in Little Rock. I remember that. It's like a newly birthed store. Jody and Harrison said fried pickle and blooming onions is something that his wife craved back in the day.
Laura wanted grilled cheese and cheese pizza. She had, like, no appetite for a steak or burgers or meat.
Okay.
In her pregnancy, but cheese, couldn't get enough of it. But nothing weird like put pickles and sour cream on it. Just, you know.
Here's some of the.
I think there were bananas and peanut butter together.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there was some of that. Yeah.
Here's some of the snacks I listed out. Y'all, real quick, your air and a Cheez-Its.
Absolutely. The jalapeno ones, too.
Frosted cookies.
You had me cookies, yeah.
Beer.
Well, yeah.
Wait, like, women obviously can't do that. Hopefully.
You know, one a day. Hey, her doctor said have a glass of wine every day.
All right. Jalapeno cheddar chips.
One a day.
One a day.
I'll pass on that.
Goldfish.
I have to.
Oreos.
Absolutely.
Oreos. Double stuff.
Yes, sir.
That's the correct answer.
Absolutely.
And we'll end on that.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Brought to you by Breeden RV Center.